And suppose you'd use baking powder. What would you get if you had baking powder? Anything?
Well, in pies. Some pies and cake mixture.
Cake.
I used to use pie crust too.
You did? I never did.
I did.
Uh-huh. And you make cornbread?
Cornbread.
Is that what you'd call it? Would you call it Johnny cake or corn pone or pone?
Cornbread. Always cornbread is there.
Is there a difference between the kind of bread you'd make at home, let's say you call that homemade bread, and how about the kind you'd buy at a store? What would you call
bakery
it?
Bread.
Store bread.
Baker's bread.
Don't you
call it baker's bread?
Mm-hmm.
I know, store bread.
Store bread.
I call it baker's bread.
And the kind of pastry
that
has a hole in the middle is a...
Donut.
All right. And the kind that you'd eat for breakfast, put maple syrup on it. And if you buy sugar in the store, you'd probably have to buy a unit of 5.
5 pounds.
And the egg has 3 parts: the shell, the white, and the
yolk.
And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And if you're cooking eggs, you might put some in the shell and all in water, and you'd call that when you're done. You'd have, we'll have some for breakfast. We'll have some
hard eggs.
And suppose you crack the eggs and put them in the water. You'd have
poached.
How do you prepare them? Is that how you do it?
Well, just get your water on and drop the egg, and that when it forms. So that you take it out
like. Okay. Now sometimes for breakfast you'll have
scrambled eggs.
Oh, good. Well, I was thinking you take some pork and grind it up, you'll get what they call
what?
You grind pork up, you'll get take some pork and grind it up, and sometimes you'll have
sausage meat.
And you buy meat from not the baker, you buy it from the
butcher.
And if you let the meat stand around a while, it might get and if you let the butter stand around too long,
it's
rancid. Don't you say rancid?
Starts to smell.
Would you say rancid?
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever make anything out of the liver, hog liver?
You
make head cheese? Does that make any ring any bells here?
I never did.
Sauce. About liver sausage, liver pudding.
Liver sausage.
Liver sausage. Is that the same as goose liver? You ever call it?
No,
liver
we also call it liverwurst or liver sausage. Goose liver is different. Mm-hmm. That's patty.
Mm-hmm. It's all the same thing. Uh-huh. I'd ask for goose liver and got liver sausage once. Mm-hmm. How strange. Same thing. Well, how about the meat that comes off the side of the hog? You call the, sometimes you have this with eggs.
Side pork. Side meat.
Side meat.
Don't you ever buy side meat?
Oh, no, we don't buy.
Oh, you never buy
it. How about from the belly? They slice off, sliced, you buy a pound of...
Bacon.
Oh boy,
and
the
tough part of the bacon on the outside, they have to slice it off. Now they slice it off for you. It's the heavy
rind.
Now if you let milk stand a while, it gets kind of thick. If you had a bowl, you might had a bowl of something. They like it that way. Sometimes a bowl of sour milk. Would you say?
I was thinking that
would
never use it here.
Clabber, they don't use clabber. That's what I was after. There's all sorts of Bonnie clabber and clapper and loppered and lobbered. Of course, if it stands a little bit more, it turns into what we call cottage.